AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he urged the firing of FBI Director James Comey because of his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. It was Comey's announcement that there would be no criminal charges against Clinton. President Trump got the recommendation to fire Comey from Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
He said that was a usurpation of the position of the Department of Justice, the Attorney General's position, and that particularly we were concerned that he reaffirmed that he would do it again.
Sessions refused to say whether he also discussed with President Trump Comey's involvement in the Russia investigation. The mother of a soldier killed in an ambush in Niger is confirming a report that President Trump told his widow he knew what he signed up for. Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson also said that, and President Trump tweeted her account was fabricated. Wilson spoke to the AP.
You don't say that to a 23-year-old woman who has two children and who is pregnant. You are the president of the United States. You say, I am so sorry. Your husband was a hero.
Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander says the compromise he's working on to maintain federal cost sharing on health insurance will pass.
I would predict that for the end of the year, this agreement in one form or another will become law.
But the proposal is facing backlash from conservatives and mixed signals from President Trump. Three people were killed. Two others were wounded during a shooting at an office park in Maryland outside of Baltimore. The suspect is identified as Roddy Labib Prince. Police are looking for him, and Sheriff Jeffrey Galler says he's considered armed and dangerous.
We do not believe that there's an immediate threat to anything in the community. We do believe that this was targeted with the qualifier that there is an armed and dangerous suspect out there.
This is AP Radio News. There will soon be a way to measure how many people watch programming on streaming services like Amazon and Netflix.
Nielsen, which has measured viewership of TV programs for decades, says it now has a way to figure out how many of you watch programming on streaming services like Netflix. Nielsen says it'll use an audio signature to measure viewership. Programmers don't have to do anything to activate it. A spokesman says once the experts start analyzing the numbers, they're going to be very surprised at how many people are watching streamed programs. So far, Nielsen says it can only measure streaming viewership on television, not on mobile devices. I'm Rita Foley.
Royal Dutch Shell is opening its first electric vehicle recharging points at three gas stations in Britain, one in London, part of the oil giant's efforts to respond to a global push toward zero-emission vehicles. Seven more locations are expected in Britain by the end of the year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.